Hello, Kevin Sheeran. I'm talking about a disqualification case where the disqualified candidate, who was actually a police officer already hired by the NYPD, failed to follow the appeal procedure and filed an Article 78 without appealing first to the Civil Service Commission, and that Article 78 was dismissed. As it turns out, the candidate was on the job apparently more than 3 years and received a notice of disqualification from the Department of Citywide Administrative Services. Rather than appealing, as it said on the document he received, he filed a lawsuit immediately. That lawsuit was dismissed, and the candidate was informed by the Appellate Division First Department that failure to exhaust his administrative remedies, which would have been to appeal to the New York City Civil Service Commission, necessitated the dismissing of the lawsuit. So if you receive a notice of proposed disqualification or a notice of disqualification, you have to follow the instructions on the form. The judges in the appellate division also stated that, as required under Civil Service Law Section 50, Subdivision 4, the city was supposed to send him a notice of proposed disqualification, and it turns out additionally that if there's fraud, some sort of misleading information or fraudulent omissions in your application process, the city can move to disqualify you after the 3 years period. If there's no fraud, the rule is that the commission has 3 years to disqualify you, at which point you'd have to file an appeal with the Civil Service Commission. So that's a little bit of information on this disqualification case. The exhaustion of administrative remedies theory is very important, and your case will be dismissed if you don't exhaust your administrative remedies before filing an Article 78 lawsuit.